Chapter 8. Brainstorm. The rest of the ball goes smoothly. I dance with Jonah, sample more dogs in a blanket, and meet all the various members of the royal court who are in charge of important areas of the kingdom. There are a lot of people who apparently do a lot of important things. There's the Minister of Villagers, who's responsible for sharing the villagers' concerns with the court. The Minister of Food and Agriculture, the Minister of Culture, and more. The women ministers wear silver and purple dresses, and the men ministers wear purple suits with silver sashes around their waists. I shake a lot of hands and give a lot of royal waves. Before I know it, it's time for bed on my single mattress. I wake up the next morning refreshed. I stretch my arms over my head and enjoy the soft touch of the cool satin sheets on my skin. Ah, I had the best sleep. That awful Prince Micah is so wrong about Bog's mattresses. 100 of them is wonky, but one is just perfect. I slide out of the bed and make my way to Jonah's room. He and Prince are staring out the window. Prince is doing his weird low growl, his ears flattened against his head. Grrr, woof! Prince barks, then lets out a whimper whine and puts his head down. A second later, he looks out the window again and growls. What's bothering Prince? I ask. The alligators, Jonah says. We saw them. They just climbed onto the bank and ran after an old man. It was crazy. Yikes, I say. Is the man okay?
Yeah, Jonah said, but it was close.
They need a better wall, I say, peering out the window. If the alligators are getting out. I mean, it's one thing to respect the swamp creatures, but it's another to let them attack innocent people.
They really do. Jonah smiles. What do you have planned for today, princess? Want to explore the castle after breakfast?
Absolutely, I say. We have fresh orange juice and French toast in the dining room, and then we make our way down a hallway we haven't seen yet. The floor is marble, and watercolor paintings cover the walls. I feel a little like we're in a museum. We pass a room on our right, and I spot Royal Advisor Lawrence bent over papers at a wooden desk, deep in concentration. Aha! We found his wing. Hi, Lawrence, I say. He looks up.
Princess Abby, I hope everything is to your satisfaction.
Everything is great, I say.
Nothing needs adjusting?
He asks. Well, when I was looking out the window before, I noticed that some of the alligators can get over the moat wall. Maybe we can build that a little higher so the villagers don't get hurt. Jonah said he saw a man almost get attacked earlier. Lawrence smiles and walks over to me. He pats me on the head.
Oh, my dear princess, he says. You're so kind to worry about the villagers. But I meant, does anything in your room need adjusting? Like the temperature?
Oh, the temperature is fine. And I'm more worried about the villagers. Isn't that part of being Princess of Bog?
Aren't you just the sweetest?
Lawrence says, putting on his glasses.
Don't you worry your pretty little head about such matters.
I frown. But a higher wall would...
Dear, Lawrence interrupts, I do believe that Minerva is having Belly set up the wading pool for you and your brother and Prince. Why not change into your swimsuits and take a nice swim? Wouldn't you like to take a nice swim?
Lawrence sits back down and focuses on the paperwork in front of him again. The man is clearly not interested in my opinions on Bog.
Come on, Abby, let's swim! Jonah says, pulling my arm.
As long as it's not in the moat, I grumble. Prince started wagging his tail at the word swim. Luckily, he's already dressed for the water. When we step out of Lawrence's study, Belly is waiting for us and escorts us back to our rooms to change. I find 12 bathing suits on my bed to choose from. One in every color, some striped, some flowery, some with ruffles. I choose a blue tankini with a matching ruffled skirt.
Jonah comes into my room wearing red swim trunks with little palm trees on them.
"Can I help you with anything before I escort you all to the pool?" Belly asks.
"All good," I say. Once we get outside, I realize it's not quite as humid today. But then I see four maids, two on each side of the patio area, fanning enormous palm fronds at the two lounge chairs by the pool. Their arms must totally ache.
Belly, I say, "since we're going swimming, those girls don't need to fan us."
Belly motions to the maids, and they put their arms down. They look relieved. I sit down on the padded lounge chair under a pink and purple umbrella. There's a basket of stuff on a little table. Sunblock, which I slather on, flip-flops in our sizes, sunglasses, and two floppy sun hats. Jonah stretches out on the chair beside mine and puts on the sunblock, then chooses the aviator-style sunglasses and the big green hat. Prince laps at a bowl of water on a little mat with his name embroidered on it. The staff here sure works fast. From our spot, we can't even see the moat or the snapping alligators.
"So, Belly," I say, "I mentioned something to Lawrence about the kingdom, about building a higher wall around the moat so the alligators don't attack the villagers, but he kind of brushed me off."
"Ah," Belly says, biting her lip. She glances around as if she's not sure she should say anything.
"Lawrence is a good person, but he's used to running the show here in Bog."
"Doesn't he want a break?" Jonah asks.
Belly peers in the window, where we can see Lawrence's head bent over his papers.
"I don't think he does," Belly says. "The king was sick for a long time and was basically a figurehead, so..."
"What's a figurehead?" Jonah asks. "Like the bobbleheads I have at home?"
"Well, I'm not sure what a bobblehead is," Belly says, "but a figurehead is a person who appears to be the leader, but doesn't really lead."
Jonah scrunches up his forehead.
"Why wouldn't a leader want to lead? It's in the name."
Belly laughs. "Yes, but sometimes the leader is too old, or sick, or sometimes they're just not that smart. So there's someone else behind the scenes making the decisions."
"So the king was just a figurehead," I say. "And Lawrence was the one really doing the leading."
"Right," Belly says.
"Then why bother finding a new princess at all?" Jonah asks. "Why doesn't he just lead the kingdom himself?"
"I remember what Minerva said last night. He's afraid that if we don't find a real royal to at least look like an official leader, Prince Micah of Bug might take us over."
"Right," Belly says. "So he's basically looking for another figurehead," I say, "which he thinks is me."
"Exactly," Belly says. "He just wants it to look like you're running Bog. If you leave, he'll find another figurehead princess." But that's unfair to the girl who's meant to be a real princess of Bog. He just wants a faux ruler who takes naps and gets her hair done and swims and parades around in her extremely pretty dress collection. But Bog needs a real ruler. A true princess. But the real princess, the one from the story, is nowhere to be found. So how am I going to find a princess to lead Bog? I rest my royal head against the pillow of my lounge chair and think, even though, according to Lawrence, I shouldn't do such a tiring thing. Come on, Abby. How can you find a princess in a land without princesses? I run my fingers through one of my ringlets, my Miss America ringlets. If only we could have a Miss Bog contest to find the princess.
Oh, I sit up. Maybe we can.